I'm Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, a stateless boxer in the Dominican Republic fights for the rights of Haitian immigrants. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Since we last spoke, the man who taught an awful lot of people to care about golf has passed away. Do you have a remembrance of Arnold Palmer that you'd like to share?
Well, I was never in the same room with him, as far as I know. But I do remember him as being one of the very first people who played a sport whom I remember first from watching on television, because he was on every week. He brought golf down to at least the white middle class.
Mm.
And let's be completely accurate about this. There are few figures in any sport in this country who loom as large in the history of their sport than Arnold Palmer.
You wrote an article a while back about Tiger Woods, really when Tiger Woods was first beginning his career, in which you said the great thing about Tiger Woods was he tried to win every tournament. He wasn't going
right
for the top three or the top
right
ten. The same could certainly
absolutely
be said of Arnold Palmer.
There's a difference between athletes who like to win and athletes who like to beat people. And I think he was a little bit of both. I mean, there's a great story in George Plimpton's book about his life on the 1 year of the PGA Tour called The Bogeyman, in which some drunk guy in a bar keeps badgering Arnold Palmer to play him in a $10 Nassau the next day. And finally, Palmer gets fed up and says, fine, I'll play you tomorrow. We start at 7 o'clock and we're playing a $5,000 Nassau, not a $10 Nassau. And the guy just sort of melts away into the crowd.
The Chicago Cubs locked up the best league record last weekend. I don't know how they're going to do in the postseason, but the team apparently felt strongly enough about what a good job GM Theo Epstein had done. They have given him a very lucrative contract extension.
5 years, $18.5 million, and he's been worth every dime.
It should be noted, by the way, that Theo Epstein hasn't done that good a job. The Cubs could only manage a tie against the Pirates. Wait a minute, a tie?
A one-to-one tie.
There's no ties in baseball.
There is a tie in baseball. It was raining very hard in Pittsburgh. They had to quit in the sixth inning. The game means nothing. So the Cubs, on Friday morning, stood at 101-57-1.
Like a really good soccer team.
Exactly.
I don't know how long Buffalo Bills head coach Rex Ryan will be in the National Football League, but I think he might have a career waiting for him after he retires. How do you like the sound of Rex Ryan, private investigator?
Well, he got on the weekly conference call that every team has to have with the press and the team they're playing the following week. And first of all, he claimed to be Walt Podolsky, who's an old football player,
That's right. I knew the name.
He was Walt Podolsky from the Buffalo News, and he asked New England's Julian Edelman if he was playing quarterback this week. And actually, he did it in front of his home press corps, and Rex got an answer, which was a very patriot answer. I'm going to do whatever the coaches ask me to do, Edelman said. See what we go through here, Rex? Seriously.
Would you agree with me that Tim Duncan has found a really good way to ease his way into retirement?
Yeah, Popovich has said that he can be the coach of whatever he feels like. If I'm Tim Duncan, I make myself the coach of sitting in a lounge chair back home in the Virgin Islands and taking the occasional phone call from the front office.
I was going to say, it's like, I want to be the coach of ice cream.
Exactly.
It's like being the emperor of ice cream. Yankees fan Andrew Fox had it all planned on Tuesday night. He would propose to Heather Terwilliger at Yankee Stadium. But is it fair to say that an error nearly ruined his season and the season of his would-be fiancée as well?
He dropped the ring.
Oh.
And it's anyone who's ever dropped anything in a baseball stadium knows it can float away on a river of stale beer. I mean, all sorts of bad things that could happen. But
yes,
a search went on,
yes,
and actually became part of the drama of the game until they finally found it.
Formula One drivers are apparently accustomed to wildlife wandering onto F1 tracks around the world. I didn't know this, and the whole idea scares me. But drivers in last weekend's race in Singapore were stunned at what ambled out onto the track. What was it?
First of all, let's run down the history of animals in Formula One racing. There are groundhogs and foxes in Canada, stray dogs in New Delhi, India. There have been snakes in Malaysia and a cat in the first race in Azerbaijan. And this time, as one of the drivers, a guy named Max Verstappen, announced on his radio, there's a giant lizard on the track. This was a monitor lizard. These things are serious animals.
Yeah.
And if one happens to cross your track while you're driving, stay in the car.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.